Hey everybody, welcome into another episode of Make Comics, the podcast where we talk about the nuts and bolts of making comics. We answer questions from listeners and we bring on folks to talk about how they're making comics and different aspects of what they're doing. My name is Joey Groh and I'm joining Andy Schmidt. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Joey.
As well as our two guests that will be talking about making webcomics specifically. First up, we have Gannon Beck, who is the co-writer and artist of Space Corps, which is one of the things we're going to be talking about today. Why Space Corps? Hi, Gannon.
Hey, Joey.
And we have Brian Richmond, the co-writer of Space Corps. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us, guys, to talk about making webcomics, as it were. And I know that the origin story, we were talking a little bit before we got recording. Andy, do you want to set the stage on how you kind of remembered some things coming together with Gannon?
Yeah, well, it was only once we started, we sort of announced this class. Gannon wrote this letter ostensibly to people that he thought would be interested in taking a course specifically on webcomics. And in the letter, he talked about a breaking into comics panel that I ran. And apparently, according to legend, I ended that panel by saying to the audience, if you're not making comics, that's on you. And apparently that just stuck with him and sort of set him down this path, which eventually led him to webcomics. So, I mean, this is really your story to tell, Gannon, because I don't even remember saying that. But
yeah, and you prefaced it not just with if you're not making comics, that's on you. You had mentioned webcomics and you had mentioned print on demand. And this is before, right before Comixology, I think, had come about. So you hadn't mentioned that. But basically, with the avenues out there, you know, you don't need permission anymore, and that was your point. And that just hit home, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. I don't need permission. I can just start making comics. And so, shortly after that, that's when Brian and I had launched Space Corps.
I'm glad you put it that way because I sound slightly less douchey in your version, which is nice.
Mic drop, dog kick, walk off.
Right? Yeah. But no, it was interesting reading that letter. That you had written, because I didn't. I mean, obviously, I've known all three of you guys for years now, but I didn't actually know that that was a thing that sort of stuck with you and kind of maybe not didn't lead you directly down the path of webcomics, but you know, kicked your thinking into high gear in terms of producing comics. But that's actually one of the cool things about this course and about webcomics is exactly what you just said, which is you don't need permission. You need a web address, and you can be up and running in no time, which is what you guys essentially did, and that's essentially what the course is about. Do you guys want to? You guys want to talk about why webcomics? Why webcomics work for you? You know, what are maybe some of the economic advantages of it, and how quickly you're going to get up and you can get up and running? Because that's a lot of the crux of what your course is about, right?
And we should say, I don't know if we actually got into it, there's going to be a webcomics course through Comics Experience that's coming up that Gannon and Brian will be tag team instructing.
That's true. So, yeah, and for us, and Brian, you can, if your memory is different, just jump in here. But, like, it wasn't obvious to us that like, the webcomic was the way to go. We had started doing a short story together. I think an 8-page short story, just kind of, you know, just seeing if we like working together, just doing something. And I think we were initially going to pitch it to Image. And then we just kept thinking about it. And we're like, well, you know, if we pitch it to Image and they say no, what then? And we're like, well, you know, we really like working together. We like the story. Why don't we just do it as a webcomic? And so we did. So we started putting together some short stories. Joey had actually contributed a short story, and then I had done a couple, and then Brian had done one together. So I think we had like 32 pages of comics put together, which became Space Corps Zero and kind of the first part of the webcomic that we got out there. But it kind of grew organically, and it's not like we had this big master plan in the beginning. We just decided to start doing something, and then along the way, as we started looking at it, the webcomic option became the most obvious to do for us. Brian, is that your recollection?
Yeah.
Anything you want to?
Well, one of the things that stood out to me when we first started those first short stories was I think we quickly came to the decision, like, we were having so much fun making it that we weren't going to stop no matter what. You know, you mentioned, like, pitching to Image and maybe seeing if we could find a publisher. I remember having conversations where you were, it was like, that doesn't matter. We're just going to keep doing it, whether we have a publisher or not. That's what really stood out to me in those early days when we were getting it. And we were just having so much fun. Just, oh, every time I opened the inbox and new pages were coming, I was like, yeah, this is what we should have been doing all along. And then the other thing was that we were so excited about the work that we were getting cranked out. It was like, we got to go show this to people. We want people to read this now. We don't want to wait around. You can go to the road of, yeah, we're going to self-publish or we're going to submit to Diamond. But we were just like, let's get this out there. We want people to see this. This is fun.
And one, like, the experience of doing it, you know, because not only did we do it as a webcomic, but we also collected them together and we did some print-on-demand issues. And that's what I take around to conventions now. So if I'm talking about my work with other creators and that sort of a thing, I can hand them a printed copy of the book. And Joey, if like all these things kind of happened very quick in succession, like Joey and I had gone to the Baltimore Con prior to the New York Con when Andy had, you know, come down from the mountain with his wisdom. previous to that was the Baltimore Comic Con in 2011, which is the first con that Joey and I attended together. And I don't know, Joey, if you remember, at that con, I had sample pages that I was bringing around.
Sure. Portfolio.
What I had developed through the Intro to Comic Book Making course with Robert Atkins. And so I had, I think, 5 pages and a cover that was developed from my Captain America story that I had done through the comics experience. Anyways, I was bringing that around, and right before we walked in, like, there was this, like, you know, butterflies in our stomachs, and Joey and I are both self-employed, and I said, you know what, this feels like a job interview, and it felt really weird, and when you're taking samples around to people, it's like you're asking them when they're looking at, you know, pencil pages, not a finished comic book, like the from the other end, they're like, oh, okay, I'm looking at sample pages. I'm supposed to critique this. And so they just tell you everything that's wrong with what you're doing. The following year, when I was going around with Space Corps, people are willing to accept it as a whole. And so they're looking at it and they're just flipping through it. And they're like, oh, hey, you know, this is really good. You know, and the reaction that I got from taking a finished comic around was so different than taking around samples. It was really night and day. So one of the byproducts, if you want to, is from doing a webcomic, is you can have sample pages to hand out and show around, or once you get enough pages, you can do a print-on-demand comic book, and that can be, you know, your calling card that you're leaving with people. And out of the two, having the actual finished comic to hand to somebody just made a whole lot more connections within the industry for me than showing samples around ever did.
And it's probably important to note that you guys are working in a traditional comic book page kind of layout and style. Layout might not be the right word. You're putting together something where you can do a standard kind of comic at the end of
Correct. The
day. If you want to print it in singles, if you want to print it in trade, if you want to put it through Comixology Submit, you have something that comes out like a comic, and you have obviously room for experimentation online and to do different things. But maybe talk a little bit about what was the decision to go that direction, or if you even talked about going more of a standard, you know, 3 or 4 panel strip, or if there was any other reasons that you went that route.
Hey, Brian, did you want to jump in?
Yeah. Well, I think we always wanted to do long form comics. I mean, we, in our early discussions, we knew this was going to be, oh, this is long, epic space opera, you know? And so we kind of knew that we were always going to eventually end up in print. And so that was that kind of defined how we were going with the actual format of the page.
And ultimately, the economics of comics are hard. It's like I said, you want to have as many buckets out there as possible so that people can pay you the way that they want to pay you. And if you don't have a print bucket out there to collect money in, that's one less way you can get paid. So making sure that it's cross-platform compatible, I think was important to us, so that, you know, we could have a shot at some point of making this economically viable.
You know, I thought of an... Okay. Sorry.
No,
I was going to say... No! I was just going to say, at one point, I don't know if we brought this up, but Gannon and I are on separate coasts entirely. In fact, we haven't even met in person.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking about barriers to entry as far as, like, making comics or getting your stuff out there. You have a unlimited pool of talent out there on the internet to hook up and start making your work with. Now, luckily, we both had a friend in common through Joey, you know, who helped us make that connection. But Comics Experience is a perfect place to go out and actually meet people who are trying to do the same thing, trying to get their work out there. And you don't have to be in the same city or the same state or on the same coast or even in the same country. You can just be cranking on your comics. You just got to find the right people who are in that same mindset. Sorry, Andy, you go ahead.
No, that was better than I was going to say anyway. But actually, what I was going to just sort of highlight something that Gannon was talking about, in terms of the, you know, having the printed comic instead of a portfolio. I mean, there are so many reasons to do a book that you own and that you have control of and you can publish yourself or put online. There are just so many reasons to do that if somebody's interest is, you know, long game, you know, just having a career in comics, because, you know, I think you had said you had some Batman pages to show around after the intro to comic art course, but there's not a whole lot you can do with those pages other than show them around because they've got Batman on them. So when you're making something for yourself, it becomes a good portfolio piece. It becomes something you can sell, you can make prints of, you can put online, you can print, and you still have the original art. You make a good case for creator-owned comics, if not also web comics at the same time. And that's one of the things that I talk a lot about with people is people who are interested in breaking in and are either dipping their toe in or doing the research before they dive in. That's a lot of, you know, a lot of what I talk to people about is, you know, do something that, you know, don't put obstacles in your way that you don't need. And those obstacles tend to include, you know, trying to get work that there are gatekeepers for. So if you're doing your own thing, there are basically no gatekeepers. You're the gatekeeper. So you've set yourself a goal that you determine if you achieve it or not through your hard work, probably some money as well, but primarily through your hard work. But if you want to draw Spider-Man comics or you want to write Superman, there are many gatekeepers along the way who can tell you no, and then you can't do it because you don't own those characters. It's one of those things that if your interest is in making comics, then making comics, doing web comics is great, because the investment, the financial investment in a web comic is so much less than the financial investment in having to print a comic, pay for shipping the comic, distributing the comic, you know, all of that stuff. I mean, those bills get pretty high pretty quickly. And that's just not the case on webcomics, which is a big case for why webcomics are a good idea.
Yeah, and you have to love making comics, right? Like, so if all you love is making money from making comics, you're never going to make it, because you're never going to be able to compete with people like me and Brian who just want to make comics, because we're going to get more reps in, we're going to get more pages done, and we're going to get better because we're doing it. We're taking the learning experience and fully committing ourselves to that. And then along the way, money-making opportunities should show up, and in fact, already are. So I don't want to... I don't want to like set the expectation that, hey, if you do a webcomic, like a couple pages in, you're going to be like filthy rich. But what's going to happen is is you're going to get better at making comics, and good things can happen from that in the industry. In fact, I think it's a necessary step for anybody. Very few people, if any, have ever just done just a couple pages of comics and a few drawings and then gotten a job. I mean, anybody who has developed this level of expertise knows it takes a lot of time and effort. And all I'm saying is you might as well have fun when you're doing it. Do your own thing, have fun along the way. And it's got the same upsides as doing sample pages, but it's got additional upsides of now you have characters that you own, you might have a fan base. I can't see a reason not to do it if you're serious about making comics. The goal of the course is by the end, you're going to be up and running making comics through, we're going to set it up through WordPress and Comics Press. Is that correct, Brian?
Comics Easel.
Comics Easel, okay.
And I guess just managing expectations, we need to clarify, this is not like an art course. This is not... This is not necessarily focused on them. We're going to teach you how to draw a webcomic. This is helping you set up your site, learning how to handle traffic and security issues, and we'll touch on marketing and monetization. But
so one of the things that I like about this course is how you don't have to be a computer guru or whatever like myself, so that you can have really very little experience with computers other than your word processor and email and that sort of thing. And by the end of the course, you're up and running and you know how to post your pages. You've got your website, you've got all the infrastructure in place and up and running, and even up to the point of being able to troubleshoot security issues and that sort of thing. And that's accurate to say that you can take a newbie to computers and all of that and get them that far in the 4-week course.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. We're trying to make it as turnkey as possible. We're just going to help you set up your own domain. You're going to find a host. We're working through installing WordPress. We show you how to do that and installing the Comics Easel plugin and get you started posting pages as soon as possible. And we'll be there to help troubleshoot or walk through any questions or concerns a beginner will have. We're going to explain all the acronyms. There's lots of acronyms in computer speak, and so we'll be there to translate as well. And so hopefully by the time the course is done, they'll be comfortable making their own updates and really feel like they've got a starting handle on getting their comic out there.
Yeah, and as far as like Joey's point, was it Joey that said it's not a drawing class? Anyways,
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Okay, so Brian said it's not a drawing class, and we're not going to tell you, you know, what your pages should be. But if that's what you're interested in, join the workshop. I mean, like, you know, start posting your pages there and getting critiques and that sort of a thing. I mean, like, you're in the right place if you want to work on other aspects of your game. You know, the class itself is about down and dirty. If you don't know how to get your webcomic set up, we want to get you to the point where you're ready to post pages. As far as the pages you post and the quality of them, you know, the Comic Experience has lots of ways to work on that part of your game as well.
It's worth mentioning too, just you know, because it's obvious that both of you guys have been a part of the Comics Experience community for a while, which you have been. But it's worth noting too that one of the things that certainly I've strived for in creating new courses, because I can't certainly teach anything, and really I shouldn't be the person teaching this one. But one of the things that I've strived to do is make sure that everybody that teaches a course at Comics Experience is doing the thing they're teaching, and that they are excellent teachers. And so when you're talking about the Creators Workshop, and that's a great place to learn, I know that that's true because it is because of the critiques you guys give to people and the way that you handle different material and different personalities. You guys have already proven that you're very good instructors, and you're really good at giving feedback, and you're good at not making people feel like they're idiots, which is always nice. And so, you know, I have this, you know, just absolute confidence in you guys to teach a course and to be completely professional, and you're definitely knowledgeable guys. And I think it's worth sort of mentioning that
that you guys are very qualified to teach this, not just in terms of you know the content, but you have already proven that you're good instructors as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that by the end of the course, we're just going to see a whole new spate of webcomics out there. That I mean, yeah, exactly. We already know the quality of stuff that's coming out of the boards. I just want to see it out in the world now.
Yeah. Like if I weren't already bald, I think that's the thing that would have had me pulling my hair out is I see so many great storytellers in the comics experience already. And of course that's a closed forum. So we're seeing all like this great artwork and we're seeing all this great, writing. And I'm like, you know, we should all be doing some comics. Let's do more comics. I think, some collaborations have to take place, like with Brian and I, if you're not an artist and a writer. I think the comic experience it's the perfect stew going on right now to just incubate lots of great stories. And that's what I want to see. I want to see, like a year from now or whatever, this wave of people from the comics experience getting their work out there so people on the outside of the forum can see what's going on the inside of the forum.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you feel that way because I do too. All right. Well, Joey, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we can wrap up now if that makes sense for you guys. I want to make sure we covered enough, though.
I think we covered plenty.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got edit points. I've got 5 edit points, which is pretty average. We'll just do a quick.
That's actually what we strive for, is pretty average.
Pretty average.
Everything. In everything I do.
In edit points.
Exactly 5. Exactly 5 edit points.
Do a quick shout out to, or quick roundup to you guys to promote Twitter handles, Space Corps online, and then the course. So if people want to sign up for the course, they can head over to comicsexperience.com and check it out there. And actually, for following Space Corps now, if people want to check out the comic that you guys are doing.
Space Corps it's spacecorescomic.com all together. And we just finished actually issue 2. So we've got issue 0, issue 1, and issue 2 all up there right now. So there's plenty of good reading if you like space operas. So.
And if people want to find you online, Gannon, is there a place you want them to go?
Let's see. I think my Twitter handle is Gannon, at Gannon B.
At Gannon B. And Brian is?
At B. Richmond.
At B. Richmond. Terrific. Well, if you have any other questions that you'd like to have discussed on a Make Comics podcast, send it to info@comicsexperience.com, and we will talk about it here on the show. Gannon and Brian, thanks very much for joining us, and look forward to hearing how the course goes.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Until next time, keep making comics.